This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorraine is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, check LorrainePalace.com. Or you can just stop by this morning. We've got breakfast here. We're serving up breakfast as we broadcast live from the lobby of the beautiful Lorraine Palace. And on the line we have with us Scott Muska. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. And Susie, how are you guys today?
We're great. Thanks for being such a hospitable host. We're enjoying our time here. And it's so beautiful to be broadcasting from a beautiful historic facility. How are things going this summer?
Things are going, moving along very fast. We hope the coffee's out this morning and you enjoy your breakfast. A lot of things happening at the Palace Theater this week and this summer. It's kind of the epicenter of what's going on this week. As you know, yesterday you guys kicked off the Lorraine International Week, and the Palace Theater hosts two of the big events for the International Festival. This evening we have the Heritage and Cultural Music Festival, which is all the different churches bring their church choirs, and they kind of take over the palace for a great evening of cultural diverse music. And then, of course, on Thursday is the Queen's Pageant, the Princess Pageant for the International Pageant. So that kind of starts everything off and gets ready for the bazaar over the weekend. Carrying out throughout the weekend, though, this Saturday is also a big, big event at downtown Lorraine. It is the Follow the Fish Art Stop, and there will be arts and music and food all along Broadway between 6th and 8th Streets with great displays of arts, fashion. We're going to be hosting a photographic essay within the theater that shows you the inner workings of our mighty Wurlitzer organ. And then, of course, the thing to get ready for us is in July we have Palace Youth Theater in its 37th year, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. The kids will be putting The Sound of Music on stage, and you'll get a little taste of that tomorrow morning live in our lobby. We've got some of the kids coming in to give you a little taste of The Sound of Music.
I'm looking at a poster right behind us here that they're in the process of designing to be placed out in the community to remind people to come and see the Sound of Music. And that's what's so great about this facility. You not only show movies on a really big screen with some great sound, but it has a stage which allows for great performances.
Yeah, you know, the Civic Center was founded, this is our 86th year, back in 1928, and the Palace Youth Theater, this is their 37th year, the longest running youth theater here in the area. The thing about, you know, everybody says the Lorraine Palace Theater, the actual organization, our real name is Lorraine Civic Center Committee. And the thing about being a civic center is our doors are open to a big, diverse group of, whether it's programming that we're putting on, whether it's a movie, whether it's an organization or a company that needs to have a corporate meeting. Other nonprofits come into our building in order to raise money for their nonprofits. So we really have to be, on a large scale, a civic center that's really open to whatever the needs are of the community. And we find with the, you know, about 120,000 people that come through our doors every year, that right now in downtown Lorraine, we're kind of the folks that are keeping things together. We're bringing people downtown. As you guys know, and I'll say again, you know, we are your best entertainment value in Lorraine County. We are still showing regular movies for $3 and 3D movies for $5, which is unheard of in the industry. But we feel that we need to reach a cross-section of our community so that really no one's denied the arts. And that's really our basic mission, that we are able to grow the culture and arts for everybody.
Scott, one thing we noticed when we were here last week for our site check and again this morning, you have a placard up in the lobby, support the palace and get your name up in lights, buy a bulb. What is that campaign?
Buy a bulb is an opportunity for us to take, you know, if you think about a theater and all of the lights that go into making, whether it's the marquee or the chandelier, or the lights that are right above your head there in the lobby, we are trying to go green, and we want to transform all of those bulbs into LEDs to do two things. First of all, it's going to save us money and energy, And number two, it makes us part of the Green Initiative. So anytime that you come to the palace, there's a yellow bulb that you can purchase. You can put your name on that bulb and make a donation to the palace, and we'll put your name up in lights.
Well, that's what you talked about before, about the civic part about it, the community support of it. Not only name up in lights where you have people an opportunity to buy the bulb, but you've had a lot of benefactors over the years with Vision 2000. Their names are here as well. So it shows the support that the community has for such a great facility. And we're so happy that we're here today. And I know we'll be talking with you again tomorrow with more things that are happening at the Lorraine Palace Theater. Scott Muska, thanks for sharing a little bit of your morning with us. And thanks for cooking up some of the food. We appreciate it. People coming in now to enjoy a bit of a breakfast.